Like many tarot readers, I find it difficult to read for myself. Compared to readings for others, I tend to interpret cards too optimistically, or, more often, too pessimistically. And I sometimes find it hard to draw out a relevant story. Still, I've learned that reading for myself is a good practice, one that enriches my own life and deepens the readings I do for others. An extension of this is that when I read for myself, it's important that I act on the reading. That is, it's important to implement any advice the reading is offering and accept any insights about people or situations that seem to be coming up. After all, as a professional tarot reader, I'm certainly hoping that my clients will act on the advice and counsel that comes up in their readings. So, I'd better be willing to act on these offerings myself, wouldn't you say? Doing more readings for myself and applying the information received has had several benefits. 1. I've become more certain and quick about the meanings of some individual cards and card combinations. As they come up in connection with my life and multiple readings, certain cards just kind of force themselves into my awareness as having definite meanings that I can latch onto quickly. So when they come up in readings for querents, these cards give me a place to hang my hat as I start telling the story of the spread. 2. I get regular confirmation that the process works. This develops trust in the process. Going in for a tarot reading is a different proposition than going to church or to a psychologist or a professional counselor. I'm not offering faith or hope or long-term healing. As a tarot reader, I offer, and querents rightly expect, information and insights that are immediately useful. If I'm often telling querents something vague, like keep an open heart or hold a good thought around your daughter, I'm not really doing my job. So part of reading for myself is drawing out action steps and doing them. As I do the work and see the results, I get fast, powerful feedback about my worth as a tarot reader and the value I can offer querents. And 3, my life has improved. I moved through a breakup with less pain, have minimized depression in my life, made better business decisions, have been more helpful to friends, etc., etc., etc. Put simply, tarot works, and putting it to work more regularly, for me, makes me happier. To sum up, I read tarot for myself to develop faith, which is ironic because I first picked up a tarot deck as part of a personal campaign to eliminate conventional faith from my life. But oh well. In my experience, faith, spirituality, and life itself are all inescapably ironic. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org. Thank you.